If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid, anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
A RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John, no Lance this morning. Dell is out here. Captain Ron Harrison back in the studio. We got it going on today. We're live at Prime Social. We're going to have the tournament today. I got a bounty out on me. Dell, nothing, because he doesn't even know. You can't even get a bounty on you.
Yeah, because I don't play poker. I mean, it's a nice place to be at, particularly early in the morning. It's comfortable. TV's everywhere. The donuts are in the building. The people are playing. But I don't play poker, so it would be a bad run for me, and it wouldn't be fun for anybody. I guess taking my money would be fun, but as far as actually
it would be
competitive,
a lot of fun.
It's not fun for me, though, so I'm just going to sit here from 7 to 9 or 8:55 or so, get out of here, go produce from 9 to 11, then go watch a movie while you guys enjoy yourselves.
What movie are you going to watch?
I'm not sure. It's
what do you mean?
It's dealer's choice. I'm not sure.
So you just go to the movies without...
Well, I haven't made a decision. I made the decision on the way here that I was going to go see a movie, and then I have to make a choice.
See, I make that decision. Okay, am I going to play golf?
Yeah.
Or am I going to play poker today? See? But there's always a golf game or a poker game. There might not be a good movie. How do you know what movie?
Well, there are a lot of movies. I'm not going to see Robin Hood. That apparently appears to be the worst movie of all time.
Really?
The one with Jamie Foxx. And it's a newfangled version of Robin Hood. It bombed.
And it's all...
I don't know if it's like Mick G. Robin Hood, where it's like he did the King Arthur story. Or was that a... It wasn't Guy Ritchie. I think it was Mick G. Whoever. It was like... They were like dragons in the King Arthur story. I think. I don't remember exactly.
Well, dragons and what else are hot?
And White Walkers.
White Walkers, Little People.
I don't know if there was
Peter Dinklage has made Little People totally sweet.
I'm aware of that. I don't know if there was a little person in that movie. I'm trying to think back.
There has to be if you're going to have dragons.
No, it's not how it works.
Yeah,
you don't
pretty
need
much.
You don't need Starks, dragons, and little people in every movie. It would help.
Delth seems to think I'm high today.
I feel, because he's been energized, and Captain Ron noticed it too. I don't know if he's on coke or he says it's Mucinex. I don't buy it.
Yeah, no.
He's,
I,
He's calling everyone bitches. He's watching lions versus hyenas.
Have you seen?
No.
There were over 20 hyenas attacking one lion.
That's fine. The story
and
is
then,
fine.
And Simba's mom came and saved the day because dude was going down.
Have you ever
fought 20 hyenas?
I've never done that. That's fine, but your commentary was what I questioned. There was talk of, he's going to get laid. He's going to get some.
No, he's referring
to the lion.
At the end, they were rubbing necks, and then they were rolling around in the grass.
And what did you say?
What was going to happen?
That wouldn't have crossed my mind.
You know what's happening now? No. After she came and saved him from the 20 hyenas?
You know what wouldn't have crossed my mind? He's going to get some.
He's going to be a Lion
King? I don't really think of lion sex.
Are you going to see Lion King?
When it comes out?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think it'll be something that's going to make me go to a movie theater.
Really?
I saw it when I was a kid.
Yeah, but you just go to see, if there's something that I want to see, I'll go to the movie theater.
But
you just go to the movie theater and then decide what you're going to see.
I've made a plan. There'll be a movie there's enough there that I probably am going to go to the movie. But Lion King, I've seen it. I don't need to go to the theaters to see Lion King.
But I think it's going to be pretty cool when it's like humans. I mean,
they're
like
not
real
humans.
People.
They're not real people at all.
Real animals or something.
It's not real animals. They're still digital animals. It's just a different form of animation. It's less of a cartoon.
Oh, well, that sucks.
But it's still a cartoon.
Are they going to sing? Can you feel the love tonight?
I don't know. I know.
If not, I'm not going.
Beyonce's in it.
If Elton John's not in it, I'm out.
I assume Beyonce will be the person behind all the original music because she's in it now. I'm not sure. I don't know. In the trailer, it's like shot for shot.
Is Beyonce Simba's mom?
I haven't looked that far into it, but she's going by Beyonce Knowles Carter in this one to I guess, make sure everyone knows she's married to Jay-Z. So it's not just Beyonce. It's Beyonce Knowles Carter.
Oh, that she changed it?
So maybe that's her actor name and not her singer name? Maybe that's what it is.
Oh, I'm confused.
So am I.
Either you're Beyonce Knowles or you're not. Just are,
if you're when you watch The Lion King, this live action, not really live action version, when Nala and Simba eventually reconnect,
what?
Are you going to say, he's going to get some? Is that what you're going to say?
That's exactly what I'm going to say.
So,
can you feel the love tonight? Are you kidding me?
It's a weird.
Are they going to be on roller coasters in this one?
Why would they be on roller coasters?
Because don't you remember when they were on roller coasters and going through and it was in the clouds?
No, I don't.
You don't remember that part?
No. What are you talking about? Were there roller coasters in The Lion King?
I'm pretty sure.
In the Serengeti, there were roller coasters?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know what he's talking about. You guys can tweet us. I don't remember roller coasters being in The Lion King.
I kind of do.
See, people wonder why I think he's high.
Yep. So anyway, I'm going to go see that. Probably.
You're not going to see The Lion King.
Probably not.
Yeah.
No. I'll wait. I'll wait till it gets.
It'll be a Christmas movie you watch with your kids.
No, we watch Elf.
I know, but you can change up things.
No.
You can watch Elf then The Lion King.
Can't do it. We're all about Elf in the holiday season. All right. My daughters know every word. Frankie can say the movie to you as it's being.
Well, you indoctrinated her at a very young age. You watch it every year. When did she start watching Elf?
But then here's what happened. They did Elf in her high school play, and she was in it, and she's like, I can't stand it anymore. But we still watch it anyway.
What character did she play?
She played one of the people.
You're a terrible father.
Well, I forget what. She did a lot of different things. You know, you got to do different things during the movie.
So she wasn't
one of the
She
main.
Wasn't one of the stars.
No. Hmm. She was an elf, and she was a and she did a bunch of different.
Was
things.
She a tree at any point?
She might have been. She might have been a tree at some point. I don't know.
You should have stepped in. Let your daughter become a tree.
Well,
you didn't have any pull.
No, you couldn't
have been like. No, my daughter's going to be an elf.
Frankie just wanted out of there so that she can go party. That's all.
Well, how old was she? What do you mean party?
She was 17.
Oh, you guys did Elf at... Who did Elf at 17?
Yeah, for high school.
The Kincaid school did Elf?
Yeah.
What kind of education were they getting?
What are you talking about?
Why was Elf the choice?
Children's theater.
Oh, well, she was doing it for... So it's like charity work.
Yes.
Has Frankie done any charity since?
No, that's it.
No.
That's all Frankie's doing. Hey, that's it. So I'm disgusted today.
I'm assuming you had a bad. Not that you watched all the game, but it must have been a bad night for you.
No, I actually had a pretty good night. But here's the deal.
Money wise, you still had a good.
No, I had a bad night money wise.
Yeah.
But here's the deal: it's not all about money though, Del.
Yes, it is.
Kind of is.
I don't know what life you're living.
The Cowboys' defense is scary.
They will.
But they had a great a great game plan.
Yeah, we're going to hold the Saints receivers on every play, and you can't call pass interference every play.
No. And you know what? That's the case. You do it in basketball, you just elbow underneath all day long. They can't call it every single time. In football, hold every play defensive. How many Byron Jones holds were there?
Multiple.
Yeah.
Maybe multiple in the same drive.
And it wasn't even close to how many. But that's the way you shut down Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas, what? Mike can't guard me? What's his nickname? Can't guard Mike? Something like that?
Oh, on his Twitter handle? I don't know.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about, though.
So, yeah. So, that's the way to shut, I guess. There's the recipe right there. Here's the deal, though. They were at home. They're not going to get home field advantage in the divisional round.
That was a short week as well for this.
No, it wasn't.
The Saints had the week off. Okay, they had the week off before going in.
They played last Thursday, remember?
The Saints did? Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they both. That was. See, now that's the way you should set up a Thursday night game. Both teams played Thursday before. You play the next Thursday.
So you play every Thursday.
That's right. But at least that's smart after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, so both teams.
Are you going to credit Roger Goodell for smart thinking?
No. So they both had the week, a regular work week, and here's the deal, is you may have just found the recipe to beat the Saints and to beat the. If I'm watching that game, I'm going, you know what I'm going to do to Robert Woods and Brandon Cooks? I'm going to just hold them off the line of scrimmage, and we're going to slow this thing down.
It was a thing the Patriots were credited for back when they started their run. We're going to be as physical as possible, and you can't call a holding or pass interference or illegal contact every time there's a drop back. Eventually the rules change and you can't get away with the same things. But now that's a home game. Can teams match what the Cowboys did? Because the Cowboys are a good defensive ball club. We saw them here and they're physical. They were physical last night.
Mm-hmm.
Guys weren't just being tackled. They were being driven into the ground. Saints, like Alvin Kamara, I don't know if he returned. I don't know if you saw Jalen Smith. And it was talked about he should have been called for one of those leading with the helmet tackles. He leaped, drilled him with the crown of his helmet, and you could see Alvin Kamara was visibly shaking.
Yeah, but a ball carrier, they haven't done that all year.
Yeah, that's what was brought up, that they haven't really made those
calls. And
that's
the exact hit that is supposed to be flagged.
Yeah, he left his feet, led with his helmet. It was the prototypical throw the flag. They didn't throw the flag, and Kamara was the worst for it.
He absolutely was. He had smelling salts on the sidelines.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people are asking, does he get suspended for that?
Yeah.
He didn't even get a flag.
No.
See, the refs they missed that. They missed the face mask. Dak missed Michael Gallup wide open.
Yeah.
And that seals the game. See,
he made a great play the play before.
Right.
He scrambled, got a first down on 3rd and 10, but you got to make that throw. If not for the remarkable effort from the Cowboys defense, we're remembering that missed throw as a reason that the Saints probably lose.
So I love the way Dak played. You know, he ran hard. How about that one run where Lattimore missed him? He dives and he gets the first down. Just all effort. The whole bench jumps up and they're excited. Zeke, the way he was running, he had two guys on him in the backfield. Man, boom, boom, boom. And he's up the line of scrimmage. Gains about 8 yards. Just, I mean, they're playing hard, but they're not playing great.
No.
He misses Michael Gallup. He fumbles twice, took 7 sacks. He's got to hold on to the ball. I mean, that's the kind of game that, you know, if Drew Brees wasn't off last night, and the Cowboys were a big reason that Drew Brees was off last night, that last interception that he threw was
awful.
Awful. I mean, but now the Cowboys, obviously, their pass rush and everything had something to do with it. But, however, when you give the ball back to the Cowboys up 3 instead of putting points on the board, first of all, you could have gone up 10. Secondly, at least get the field goal. You didn't. You get sacked, strip sacked. They get the ball back. That's a game you lose a lot of times in the NFL because you gave them one more opportunity. And especially in the playoffs, those are the kind of last-second, you know, crushing defeats that you're going to face because you can't put teams away. Cowboys should have won here. Listen, we didn't love the way that the Texans were playing. Obviously, we've been talking about Denver, the way that they played against Denver, and now look at Denver. Look at the Cowboys the last 3 weeks. They've been kicking ass.
Turns out that Texans schedule that we were bemoaning, or at least trying to question, how much does it mean? better than we thought.
Yeah.
Better, the Cowboys, the going on the road to beat the Broncos. You talked about yesterday, or maybe the day before, with what the Broncos have done the last couple weeks, beating the Steelers at home, and then and the Chargers first on the road, then the Steelers at home. The Texans going in and getting wins there and beating a Cowboys team who – now, the Amari Cooper acquisition came a little bit after that.
Yeah.
But they've – so I don't know how much that's changed the offense because they're still – they still struggle, particularly with Dak's decisions, whether it be taking sacks or just making the wrong read. But that schedule looks quite a bit better than we thought. And so maybe we judge the Texans for what they're doing as opposed to what we think who they're playing. I don't know what the thing with the Cowboys is. What happened last night, and you mentioned it, they're going on the road. The playoffs will be outside of that wild card round game. They're going to go on the road against possibly the Saints, the Rams, whoever it might be. I don't know if you're duplicating that type of performance defensively on the road in L.A. or in New Orleans.
No, but they're in the driver's seat, no question. They got the Eagles at home. They've already beaten them on the road. By the way, the last month, it's not the last 3 weeks, Eagles, at Eagles they win, at Falcons they win, Redskins and Saints. That Saints win was a good win. But none of them, a 7-point win, a 3-point win, an 8-point win, a 3-point win, because they're not putting people away. Because in large part, I mean, Dak is playing okay. I mean, you look at the numbers, they're pretty good, but they're not, no. He's got to make big plays, and Dak just doesn't do that. He's very Alex Smith-ish right now.
And it's surprising. We remember that first year. It was a lot of Zeke Elliott, but Dak would make plays, and the plays aren't being made. He did just enough, and he almost screwed it up last night, but he did just enough. Didn't throw an interception, which was good, but who was it last night on the call? Was it Aikman? He kept referring to Dak's inability to hold on to the football, and it came about twice. He got one back, didn't get the other one back. And if not for that, the Cowboys' front, which was, they talked about it throughout the game, their ability to push the pocket on Drew Brees, that interception may not occur from Jordan Lewis, and who knows what happens if they go down and score and win that ball game.
Yep. All right. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. That's enough Cowboys talk. I'm about to puke. Thank you. Right now, though, I'm talking about GiveMeTheVin.com. Actually, John Clay Wolf emailed me yesterday, and he said, we're not only – how about get this? Not only Max and CarMax now. If they can't beat CarMax, their price for your car, he's going to send you $100. He says, how about this? Texas Direct Auto, too. If we can't beat their price, if we can't give you more for your vehicle – then Texas Direct Auto and CarMax, we're going to send you $100. How about that? Wow. And Texas Direct Auto to it, too. I used to have a little deal going or whatever. It ain't no more. They're fierce competitors. So you're going to get an offer from Texas Direct Auto. You send it over to John Clay Wolf, say, beat this. And if he doesn't, then you are going to get $100 in your pocket. Listen, this war that's going on right now, the only one that benefits is you. So you go to GiveMeTheVin.com. You go to CarMax. You go to Texas Direct Auto. And you find out, okay, who's going to give me the best deal here? And if it ain't John Clay Wolf and GiveMeTheVin.com, you get $100. All at GiveMeTheVin.com. It doesn't make any sense to sell your car without doing this because you will get the best price. GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on Sports Map 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Boy, this Dana Holgorsen thing. This is mostly, it's kind of funny what's going on here. And I can tell you with the utmost confidence that it is a bunch of baloney. There's a guy, and he's an Orange Bloods, Horns Down guy. No, he's a Horns Up guy.
It's Oh You Sucks guy.
Yeah, he's OU Sucks guy. Can he say that, or will he get Will he get suspended if he says that?
I don't know. I know Horns Down is banned. Is OU Sucks banned too?
OU Sucks is banned. Yeah, you can't say. Don't you get suspended or something?
Well, the Big 12 gives you
a reprimand.
You have to apologize. You don't get suspended.
So Alex Dunlap is a Orange Bloods guy. Tech reportedly declined Dana Holgorsen, who actually wanted the job, an interview. Horrible process by Tech's AD to not even give an interview as due diligence. That David Collier. We can confirm that Dana Holgorsen was interested in the Texas Tech opening, but Kirby Holcutt declines to interview him. Morning. I don't know what that means. Don Williams. Thought I had tweeted this earlier. I included it in the story. But yes, as others have reported, WVU coach Dana Holgorsen wanted the job. Kirby Holcutt declined to interview him, a source told me. I can tell you.
You have a source as well, I believe.
I have a source. I can tell you with the utmost confidence, none of that is true.
Do you think the Texas Tech people leaked that? Now, it's not going well for them because Dana
Wilson's
a big name. So how does that get out there, and how does that become a thing?
It came from somewhere, but it's not a good look for Kirby Holcutt.
Because it means you decided not to hire an established coach in your own conference.
And instead you got Matt Wells, who nobody knows.
Who's a good coach, apparently, at Utah State, but he's not. Doesn't have the prominence that Dana Holgorsen has.
Okay, right. And the offense that Texas Tech is used to.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know how far you can go with playing a conventional style of play at Texas Tech. I think the thought was with Mike Leach and the reason that they did so well. And Spike Dykes was great. But Mike Leach took them to a level that the number of bowls and bowl wins that Mike Leach brought them tripled everything that they had previously. So what style of play can you possibly play at Texas Tech when you're getting the third, fourth, fifth choice on players in the state of Texas? Now, if you do a good job evaluating, they're wrong all the time. You have 3 stars, 2 stars. How many guys are in the NFL that are 2 and 3 stars? A bunch. So you can do if you do a good job evaluating and developing players, you can beat the system. However, one of the big reasons that Texas Tech, their style of play, you don't see it, the air raid offense where you spread everybody out, you got little guys and you're running all over as fast as you possibly can, and you can beat people every once in a while. Maybe even get up to second in the nation like they did with Michael Crabtree in that group. But this Kirby Holcutt getting rid of Cliff Kingsbury is going to take, now you're going to be in an elite level in the college football world, is a bunch of baloney. I'm going to tell you that I really think, and I'm a little biased because we've had Cliff on and I like Cliff and he's a great guy. But I thought, I've watched a lot of Texas Tech football. I thought that they were in a new neighborhood this year. I thought that they were playing, you can't, first of all, what Big 12 team can play defense at an elite level? At a level that can compete in another major conference.
Texas, we consider
Kansas
Texas
State
the best.
Has been.
Kansas State is an MF for to play, partly because of what their offense
is. Iowa
does.
State has had some nice defensive moments this year.
I don't know why. I've asked this question before. How can Oklahoma, who is looked at as the and rightfully so, considering how many titles they've won, the bell cow of the Big 12, how are they able to continue to secure offensive talent no matter who's their coordinator, no matter who's the coach? Quarterback, but they haven't found the ability to put a competent defense together. And it's gotten worse as their offense has gotten more prolific.
Yeah.
Now the Big 12 has evolved. Oklahoma was known for their defense. I don't know how that happens. Is it just because it's easier to scheme offense and you need athletes, a lot of them, to play defense and they just can't get them?
Well, that's funny because you remember the Georgia-Oklahoma game? Oh, Georgia's supposed to be, this great defense that shuts everybody down with all the amazing athletes. What was the final score of that Oklahoma playoff game?
Well, I don't remember. It was a high-scoring game.
45, whatever it was.
Whatever, and went to overtime.
That's a Big 12 game. So if you're playing a Big 12 team, guess what? You're going to play. This is what happens.
True. True. So I don't know if we're talking about the elite of the elite in terms of the Big 12 Oklahoma. Across the Big 12, defenses are stink, no matter who they're playing. So is it just because you can't find the athletes to go there and play?
Well, let's face it. Honestly, if I'm a dad of a top 10 cornerback, defensive tackle, a defensive end. Maybe not defensive end because they throw the ball a bunch and you'll get a bunch of sacks. But linebacker, I'm going to the Big Ten. I'm going to the SEC if I've got my choice. Because I'm not going to be on the field for 100 plays a game, right? I'm not going to look bad. We're giving up 700 yards of offense, 800 yards of offense. I'm going to probably be looked at because I'm in the SEC and the Big Ten as a pro prospect, as opposed to name the last time. Oh wow, got to have that guy, that defensive guy out of the Big 12. I mean, it perpetuates itself. It's self-realizing.
And the Big 12, I can't think of their elite pass rushers or the elite defensive tackles, and that changes the way offenses are played. If you can dominate the line of scrimmage, that changes the way and how effective an offense is. And the Big 12 simply doesn't have those guys. I was making jokes about how malnourished the defensive backs for Oklahoma look when you compare them to what they might face in a college football playoff scenario, as far as their opponent's defensive backs. But just take a look at their front four or their front seven. Those guys don't dominate the line of scrimmage, and that's part of the reason their offense is bad. Because if you can beat teams both ways, they can't get to you when you're throwing the football, and they can run the ball down your throat. You're going to be an awful defense, and that's kind of par for the course for almost everybody in the Big 12. West Virginia was talked about as a good defensive team, but when they play good offenses, they didn't stop anybody.
Well, yeah.
Even Texas, they didn't stop Texas.
Yeah, they're running. Yeah, but they had a running quarterback, and they don't set the edges. They got a 3-3-5. They always play a 3-3-5, and they don't set the edges.
Because I won't call it a junk defense, but they're trying to play something different because they don't get the athletes that traditionally you could play in a 4-3 or 3-4.
You know, they did have some good linemen, though, and they just
– Bigelow, they got as a transfer.
Yeah, right.
That's how they tried to make their hay, by getting guys to transfer from other Power 5 programs. It just didn't show up in the biggest game of the year for them.
All right, so, Harrison, we will go to break. But here's the response by West Virginia's athletic director. I'm not going into detail regarding various reports in the media. However, I will say is that Coach Hogerson and I have had great conversations this week, and he has made it very clear to me that he wants to be the head coach at West Virginia University. He and his staff currently out recruiting for the future of our program. I want him here at WVU and intend to keep working with him and his staff to improve and bring a Big 12 championship to Morgantown. Here's the deal. Here's what happened. I think both administrations freaked the F out, and Dana just sat there. I know this happened. Dana sat there and did nothing. And all of these reports and all this smoke and all this that Dana Holgerson was trying to get the Texas Tech job is complete and utter BS. If your Orange Bloods was behind this, I think somebody is leaking something because there's multiple media reports on this. But this benefits Texas because the fan base is pissed off at Kirby Holcutt for not going after Dana. The fan base at West Virginia is pissed off at Dana for looking for a job. And, you know, if you're out there recruiting, oh, Dana's trying to leave. You see, Dana's trying to leave. Oh, look at what a bunch of bleep-ups they are over at Texas Tech. They can't get anything done over there. Listen. This is perfect for everybody except these guys. And quite frankly, Dana was just sitting there.
And now anytime he goes into a room, he's going to – a kid might ask him, what was that about?
Yeah, are you going?
Or if it's not Tech, who will it be?
Yeah.
A little bit about – back to Matt Wells, who's now the coach at Texas Tech. Their offense ranked third in the nation, 47.2 points per game. So the offense was fine at Utah State. I don't know if he's going to bring his coordinator over, who I believe is David Yost. So Texas Tech people are used to offense. It looks like they're going to get a guy who knows offense. We'll see how it plays out in the Big 12.
You know, gaining that many yards at Utah State is going to be different than not really. You know,
I mean,
he'll gain a boatload of yards. If he got players, we'll see what kind of players. You know, I think at Utah State they had, relatively speaking, better players than the rest of the conference.
And they were playing for a shot in the Mountain West title game. They lost to Boise State on Saturday, so they're not in that. But they were a top 25 CFP team, hopefully for Texas,
it's
a good hire.
Good football team. I got to talk about Thrive Plus right now. Thrive Plus, this is my peeps over there, and they're local. They're here. They're scientists. They're PhDs. They're people who know how to make you feel better, okay? There's three capsules that you take at night after you've had whatever cocktails that you've had. I don't know what you drink. I don't care. I don't know how much you drink. I don't care. I'm not advocating you going out and getting wasted and binge drinking. I'm saying even if you just have a couple of glasses of wine, you're not going to feel as well as you did before unless you take Thrive Plus. And if you don't feel 50% better, how about this? They say this. If you don't feel 50% better than you would have, they will give you your money back. Now, how do you quantify this? I don't know, but just be honest about it. Hey, I feel, you know what? I remember last time I had three glasses of wine, I was a little sluggish. You know what? I'm not sluggish today. You know why? It's because, and I'm not explaining it because I always explain it wrong and they get mad at me. So all I know is this. You take three capsules and you feel better. These doctors know what they're doing. These scientists know what they're doing. All at DecideThrive.com. You order today, it'll be there tomorrow because you live in Houston. DecideThrive.com, that's DecideThrive.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
How about this? One of our listeners. Thrive works. I'm a believer. I get a bottle every month. Nice. Way to go. Way to go. All right, 713-780-3776. That was a text to me. And we're going to get to this, but I got to tell this story. I don't know why. I don't think it's put the same way when a guy is in another guy's DMs. He didn't slide into my DMs, did he?
I wouldn't put it that way because then it gives a whole different connotation to
the back and forth. That's what I'm saying. But so I'm getting DM'd here by one of our listeners. We know him well. But I don't know why he's DMing me this. I guess he doesn't want the world to know. But apparently his wife is a Saints fan, or she works with a bunch of Saints fans. And because all these Saints fans, she says, yeah, the Saints are going to whoop up on. He's a Cowboy fan. I don't particularly like him for this, but he's a Cowboy fan. So I tell her that the Saints are supposed to win. They're the best team in the NFL. So she wants to know how many points they're favored by. 7.5. Well, she says they're going to win by 10. Well, put yourself where your mouth is, okay?
Who says that? The wife or the husband?
The husband says that to her. And she says, okay, so you get to make nachos if the Cowboys cover. But you don't go to karaoke and this week and next if they don't.
So if the Cowboys cover beforehand, they're making this bet, he would get to do things with his wife.
Right.
If they don't, he can't separate himself from her by going to karaoke?
Right.
Huh. I think I would still want my time away from my wife, so I wouldn't make the bet.
You wouldn't make the bet?
No. Cause
you don't want to risk that?
No, because if you are in a relationship where you have to make bets about when you get to have sex, leave her now.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's just additional. I mean,
is she going to do something special?
Well, now there's that.
You make the bet if something special's coming, like something she doesn't
know.
Something she hasn't done since
If
it's something she hasn't done since you've been
it's
married.
Just regular.
Yeah, if she only did it when you were single so she could secure the bag, and now that you're married, she's not doing it anymore?
No.
Then you make the bet.
I'm with you.
But if it's a regular thing,
it's just regular.
Nah, I don't care. I get that anytime I want. Well, not anytime, but I get it enough. I don't need to make a bet
for
it.
Well, if you don't, then you're right. But some guys are stuck. Whatever. Listen, I'm with you on that. It's got to be special.
You got to depend on Dak Prescott not fumbling so you can have sex with your wife. That's a bad bet.
That's terrible. That's a terrible life you're living.
Yeah, what kind of nonsense is
right.
that?
Right. So, anyway, I don't know why he's sliding into my DMs on that.
And so he got to have – did he get to immediately cash in or does it
– I don't know. We'll have to find out. Did you cash in did you not?
She should have been in a position as soon as the final seconds ticked off the clock.
Right. I'm with you. You like Cowboys fan to DM you? Shameful. I know, right? I gotta block his ass. Why? I don't.
Is it the ultimate Cowboy fan?
I don't know.
Is it a different one?
Steve? No, it's not Cowboy Steve. Good Lord, Cowboy Steve. He tweets me and Raheel. Cowboys, Saints greater than Chiefs, Rams. No. Wrong. Wrong.
Depends on if you like defense or offense.
I have to just ignore him. He's just so stupid. Everything he says is stupid. And if your name is Cowboy anything, you're stupid.
Like, I'm not a huge fan of putting anything in front of your name to denote your fandom. Like, but Cowboys is the worst.
Yeah, the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so yesterday was the Fertitta Center opened up, or at least for the media, for the party, to show it. That bing, bing, bing. That was nice. Really nice event out there. Tillman Fertitta was out there. And Mark Berman asked him, giving credit to Mark Berman, Channel 26 here. Mark Berman asked him about how he's feeling about this Rockets team right now. And trust me, it's not great. Here's Tillman Fertitta.
Are happy, but you got to remember when Chris and James have both played, we're 8-4, and when they haven't played, we're 1-7. And if you look at the statistics of Golden State and other teams that have two superstars, they're basically the same. Since Seth Curry's been out, I think they're a 500 team. So that's just part of basketball. But if we don't get healthy, we're not going to win basketball games. But if we get healthy and both of them play, and the Nate comes back, so we don't have to play a rookie behind Capella, we're going to win a lot of basketball games, but we've got to be healthy to win basketball games.
How are you holding up during this?
I'm not holding up very well. I'm here to win.
He said, I'm not holding up very well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounded like that was, but he sounded, he said, I'm not holding up very well. I'm here to win. And I believe that. I believe that. I believe that Tillman Fertitta will be a good owner in that he won't put up with mediocrity or will Tillman Fertitta ever tank?
That's got to be a difficult decision for him considering what he's paying his backcourt. It's going to be a hard conversation for someone to try to convince them it's best for this team, even though you're almost paying your backcourt $80 million a season to not win. I don't know how you convince a man like that to do that. If he was coming into a new situation and this was a young ball club, yeah, I could see it. What's best for winning? Stripping it down and getting and starting over. I don't know how you do it when he's invested this much. Well, he's new, but all that money going to those two guys, I don't know how it happens.
This isn't such a reach. Let's say Chris Paul is out for an extended amount of time.
Well, if injuries are the issue as opposed to manufacturing it, if it's a natural occurrence, I don't know how thrilled he would be with it. I don't even know if he sees the sense of it, and Rahil will probably be best at this. He worked under the man. I don't know who would survive that. He may say, okay, that's fine, but some of y'all got to go. We're going to start fresh.
Well, and here's the deal: I like Daryl, and I think, but you know, I can understand the criticism of Daryl as well. What has he won? You know, they've gotten to the Western Conference Finals a couple of times, which is and no easy task, especially when you basically started zero before James Harden was here. You had absolutely no chance, and now I don't know what kind of chance you have. I turned into a believer last year. If Chris Paul is healthy, I believe that you can get some wonderful stuff done. We'll see. But I don't know that if you're Daryl Morey, how much you can survive. This is, you know, you had to know that Chris Paul was going to be injured. If Chris Paul misses an extended amount of time during this contract, you knew that. You knew that was a real possibility. He's an older player that is injury prone. And so you can't make that can't be an excuse. Injuries to Chris Paul cannot be an excuse for this organization. Because you knew that
everyone
going in.
Could have said he gets injured. He just got injured in the biggest moment.
And he's
he gets
old.
Injured quite a bit. Yeah, and he's not. These injuries aren't going to stop.
No. No, it's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse. So you can't. That cannot be an excuse here. And yet, here's Tillman Fertitta talking about injuries.
Well,
Steph Curry's another one. You know that his ankle, that something's going to happen to Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Although they are able to work, they have more superstars.
And fortunately for them, Steph Curry's biggest injuries haven't come when they've been, and partly because of their depth, they haven't come and been a hindrance to winning.
Right. Yeah. And, well, he's around at the end of the season. As he's the anti-Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Chris Paul's never around at the end of the season.
Yeah.
All right, time to be a champion with Champion Energy. 1560energy.com. 1560energy.com. I need you right now to go to 1560energy. Now, if you're in a school zone, you probably shouldn't do it. I don't know. That's all I'm saying. I don't think you should be doing it if you're in a school zone. But if you're not in a school zone and on the freeway driving at 70 miles an hour, which you're not doing right now anyway, you may be stopped in traffic, so maybe you can look down at your phone and you can go 1560energy.com or 281-653-5090. You've been wanting to do it. You've been wanting to switch over. You've been wanting to save money, and you just haven't done it. And I'm telling you, it takes about 20 times, and you finally go, you know what? I'm going to do that. Well, this is the 20th time. 1560energy.com, 1560energy.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Live at Prime Social. For today at noon, we've got the tournament. The Friday tournament is huge. I mean, now, every day they got 5,000 guaranteed. On December 15th, they're going to do 15,000 guaranteed. They're going to have a St. Arnold's Day. St. Arnold's is going to be here, libations, all kinds of great stuff. I mean, it's going to be a big day. We're going to broadcast live from here on that Saturday. It's a 2 o'clock tournament. So I'll be broadcasting live from noon until 3 that day. Be a lot of fun. But today, I mean, you're not going to find a tournament on a Friday in the city of Houston where, I'm not guaranteeing, but there was, I don't know, 15,000 in the pot last week. It was stupid. 10, whatever it was. But they had a nice, nice tournament last week. Every Friday's been growing and growing, so come on out. There's good prizes. It's a good tournament. A lot of good players, but, you know, hey, there's a lot of it is about luck. Still tables. If you're looking for a place, if you're out and about right now and you like poker, come on. If you like, especially if you like, this place is unbelievable if you're a Pot Limit Omaha player. They have the best games going on here. It's unbelievable. You'll find a lot of action. A lot of action. So come on out. Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. Right here, it's basically at Westheimer and Voss. Just the first light west of Voss is Stony Brook, and it's right here. Okay, we got a caller. Ben wants to talk about his Houston Texans. Let's go. Ben, how you doing?
Good. How about you, man?
Good, man.
Hey, my friends Lance and Edwin are hating on my logic. The Saints are the best team in the NFL. Cowboys beat the Saints, and the Texans beat the Cowboys, so we're the best in the NFL now. Can you pump them up?
I will say this, the wins that we were all complaining about how ugly they looked, look at the Saints last night. That first half, what'd they have, 40-some yards?
Yeah, it was the lowest totals for Drew Brees, the passing offense. They didn't have a first down until late in the first quarter.
Seven different categories that they had their worst offensive game of the year last night.
They were shut out in the first half for a team that averaged 37 points going in.
Yeah. I mean, and it scored 10 total. A team that averages 37. So that win, while they weren't playing as well, although you could argue.
What's the difference between the Cowboys against
they scored 13.
The Texans? On was it Sunday night? What?
It was a Sunday night.
Sunday
game.
Night, and what happened to them at home against the Saints?
Yeah, they scored
a
60.
Better opponent, but and they had they've been on a winning streak. But it's not like their offense was any better.
No,
and their defense was just as hard hitting, just as physical. It just happened to do it against a team that has a claim for being a great offensive team as opposed to the Texans at the time. But the Cowboys defense is playing at the same level. The Texans found a way to score more than the Saints did, at least.
So they're 7-5 now. They are leading the division, and they will be after this week, no questions. Jason Garrett, I think the monkeys a little bit. I think the wolves at the door, they might be, you know, moving away a little bit.
Yeah, because remember when they were struggling, Jerry came out and defended his guy, and people were pissed about it. They didn't want to hear about Jason Garrett still being the Cowboys coach.
Now what are they saying?
We love that ginger.
You know, I mean, when you win, it cures all, right?
It changes the complexion of how you feel about everything in your organization.
So Sports Illustrated put out its tiers of Coach of the Year candidates. What's the top tier, four top quarterbacks, coaches?
McVay, Reed, Peyton, and who else? Would Bill O'Brien make the list?
And it's not McVay.
Huh. Is Bill O'Brien in the list?
Bill O'Brien is on the list. Reed, O'Brien, Peyton, and?
Who's four?
You'll get it.
Who's got a great – why am I not thinking of the teams that have great records?
Who's leading the division? It was probably the biggest surprise of anybody.
I'm at a loss. I'm bad.
Matt Nagy.
The Bears. Does anyone know that he's the Bears head coach?
No.
No. Who knows that guy? No one could pick out Matt Nagy. There's no chance.
Well, you know what? They're getting a lot more airtime lately, and he's certainly picking up. You know, that's a team that was – I mean, he took over. They were terrible.
John Fox was not good.
No.
That team, and he had a quarterback, though. And Trubisky didn't start throughout the season last year, clearly became the guy later. And the Chiefs just manufacture offense, and at least good coaches. He's from the Andy Reid tree, and he's done a good job. Now, Trubisky won't be playing for the second straight game, but Chase Daniels is a pro. Played pretty well against the Lions, and he'll get a shot again this Sunday.
Frank Reich, Anthony Lynn, Pete Carroll, and Sean McVay, the next two.
So Sean McVay, currently, because of the Saints' loss, has the best record in the NFC, and he's not in the top tier? Do they have reasoning for it?
Well, I think because he's the players that he has, right? But before he got there, just 2 years ago.
Yeah, they were terrible, and Jared Goff was a bust. Now, they have added more players like Marcus Peters, and Talib's injured. And
did he win Coach of the Year last year?
I have to look. And they've added Ndamukong Suh, but that was a team that had talent
won last year
and was underachieving, because that's what Jeff Fisher does.
Well, how bad? I mean, it's not like a bunch changed. They did add Brandon Cooks, but it's not like a bunch changed, and they went from one of the worst teams in the league to one of the best.
True. And Brandon Cooks was an addition for this season, right? Or was it last season? Because they made the playoffs last year without him, I think, right?
Oh, right. Just this season.
Yeah.
Right. So it was basically a lot of the same team. The next tier.
He won it last year at 11-5. He had 11-5 record. He won Coach of the Year.
Bill Belichick, Mike Tomlin, Vance Joseph, and whoever wins the NFC East, so you go from you're the on the hottest seat to the third tier of Coach of the Year.
Because you've won, what, four in a row now?
Four in a row. Well, I mean, you win your division. I know that division is
underachieving, underwhelming.
Yeah. It really is underwhelming, especially since the Eagles.
The Eagles are supposed to be the team.
The Eagles should be. Doug Peterson should be the anti-Coach of the Year.
Well, who was the guy who criticized him before, and then the guy had to walk it back after he won the Super Bowl? Was it Lombardi? Or who was it?
Yeah, Mike Lombardi.
Is he like, I told you.
Told you.
Look. He had a once-in-a-lifetime type of run, but I told you.
Yeah. Well, but that's all you need is a once-in-a-lifetime run, right? Signed Joe Flacco. So that Jason Garrett is even being considered, and that Bill O'Brien is a top-tier candidate,
which
is simply amazing.
If Bill O'Brien, what's the record to lock him in for Coach of the Year? Could he win Coach of the Year this year?
12 wins.
They have to win 12 out of the last 13 to get him the
12
Coach of the Year.
12 out of the last 13.
Because you got Andy Reid, but he's been around for a bit. He might suffer from – the Chiefs have been good for a while, and they're still good. You've got – I think Anthony Lynn should be considered as well. I think if we're not going with the obvious choices, Bill O'Brien and Anthony Lynn, depending on how this year ends, should both be considered.
And Matt Nagy.
Matt Nagy as well, yeah.
Yeah. I think those – see, Coach of the Year, isn't it? You exceeded expectations.
Yeah.
It's teams that come out of nowhere.
And frankly,
that's what happened with the Rams last year.
And the Chargers, I don't feel like they come out of nowhere. It's just we've always thought they had a real shot, and
they've
never been able.
They were great last year if it wasn't for their kicker.
Yeah.
Right?
Particularly early in the year.
They blew three games. They'd have been in the playoffs last year if it wasn't for their kicker.
Yeah, so the Charger team, and it's been before that, too. They've always been a team that you would think that, why can't they figure it out? And that's why previous coaches have been fired, because the talent level on that roster says they should be pretty good. And Phillip Rivers has been good for a long time. But if they do continue in their, because of where the Chiefs are, they're going to be no better than a fourth seed in the actually a fifth seed in the playoffs. If they do that and they have a double-digit win season, Lynn and Bill O'Brien probably are going to get a lot of consideration for that Coach of the Year nod.
Yep. But to Bill O'Brien, congratulations.
If he wins Coach of the Year, does that change
everything about him? Where was he in just 8 weeks ago?
People wanted him fired, although it was not going to happen because of the contract extension, but people wanted him out.
I will tell you this. Behind the scenes, I have been told, I'm not close to the organization anymore in that locker room or whatnot, but I know a lot of people that are. The players love him. The players love the guy because he's always got their back.
And it's funny, while this was going on, in the midst of the winning streak, maybe early in it, I saw someone tweet that Bill O'Brien would be a great, like, 90s coach because the players love him, but he's not that great with the X's and O's, but players will play for him, and that's always been his deal.
Yeah.
The players will play for him. Now it's working out where they're winning games. I'm not sure if the X's and O's have been so upgraded that I can make a determination whether he's a great X's and O's coach, but wins are wins, and if your players continue to play hard for you no matter what, things probably are going to work out for you as long as you're not a complete screw-up.
Saints-Cowboys, top overnight rating in Thursday Night Football history, 14.6. Rating last night.
America's team, John.
Oh, God. Cowboys. Here comes Cowboys Steve.
America's team, John.
Oh, Lord.
You had the 10-1 Saints versus America's team.
That's right.
That's
well,
what you're going to get.
Yeah, right. That's the truth. All right. 713-780-3776. Live at Prime Social. Tournament at noon. Come on. See if you can get the bounty chip that I've got for you right here at Prime Social.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.